bless your life. Bless my father. In the name of Jesus, I pray, oh Father God, that this word is going to peace. May it refresh, renew, restore our life through the power of your word. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. You know, the topic of our reflection today is jump. Jump. It comes from Matthew chapter 14, verse 25 through 29. Now, in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went to them, walking on the sea. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, "It is a ghost." And they cried out for fear. But immediately Jesus spoke to them, saying, "Be of good cheer. It is I. Do not be afraid." And Peter answered him and said, "Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water." So he said, "Come." And when Peter had come down out of the boat, he walked on the water to go. You know, as I look into this passage deeply, I realize we are too comfortable, and God wants to shift us in such a way that He's telling us to come out or jump out of the boat. Us as believers get too comfortable in our walk with Christ. We get used to things, and it becomes customary that we don't see God's purpose in our lives. God wants us to walk on water, to trust Him regardless of the winds of the opposition, darkness of being alone, or the roar of the sea of difficulties that life brings you. You know what? It's simply jump out of the boat and obey. Obey that word. Trust God and walk on water. Hashtag willing to walk on water. Hashtag dare. Hashtag jump out. Hashtag Pastor E. Let us pray. Father, we thank you. We glorify your name. We worship you, Lord. As we want to be obedient to your word, you want us to come out of jump out of that boat or that comfort zone, that we may see your glory, that we may see your destiny fulfilled in our lives. We've been assigned, we've been delivered, assigned, and sent by your word. Father God, we thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you.